El Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Lucas. En aquellos días, María se encaminó de Sorosa a un pueblo de las montañas de Judea. Entrado en la casa de Zacarías, saludó a Isabel. En cuanto está oyó el saludo de María, la criatura soltó en su seno. Entonces Isabel quedó llena del Espíritu Santo, y levantando la voz, exclamó: Bendita tú entre las mujeres, bendito el fruto de tu vientre. ¿Quién soy yo para que la madre de mi Señor venga a verme? Apenas llegó tu saludo a mis oídos, el niño saltó de gozo en mi seno. Dichosa tú que has creído, porque se cumplirá cuanto te fue anunciando de parte del Señor. Entonces dijo María: Mi alma glorifica al Señor, mi espíritu se llena de júbilo en Dios, mi Salvador, porque puso sus ojos en la humildad de su esclava. Palabra del Señor. Please be seated. Estamos aquí celebrando la fiesta de la Virgen de Guadalupe. Como se puede notar, uno no tiene que ser mexicano para ser guadalupano. Por ser inmaculada desde el primer momento de su existencia, María es el orgullo de nuestra raza. Desde el Calvario, Jesús nos la dio como nuestra madre. Así podemos decir: uno no puede ser cristiano si no es a la vez mariano. Igualmente, uno no puede ser mexicano o hispanoamericano si no es a la vez guadalupano. La Virgen de Guadalupe es la patrona de nuestra América y de México, donde hace casi 5 siglos hizo su morada entre esa nueva raza que nació del encuentro de las culturas. Para México, para toda América Latina, ella fue, es todavía, será por siempre estrella de la evangelización, anunciándonos la aurora de un nuevo día. Ese día cuando su Hijo, nuestro Señor, vendrá para traernos la paz, la salvación y el bienestar. María de Guadalupe no es un hecho del pasado. Ella sigue muy presente en el caminar de la iglesia y es siempre peregrina en esta tierra. Por lo tanto, ella está muy presente con ustedes, cuando son inmigrantes, ¿verdad? I often joke with my family that we're terrible Mexicans because in my family, nobody speaks Spanish. Not a word. No hablamos español en mi familia, en mi casa. And I've been very blessed as a priest to travel the world leading Catholic pilgrimages. And I've been to Lourdes many times, Fatima many times, Knock in Ireland, the Holy Land. But I never went to Our Lady of Guadalupe until this past May. So I finally went, and I didn't know what to expect, right? And when I got there, I was overcome with a sense of pride.
a pride of my own family's heritage and what my great-grandparents did. You know, my great-grandparents had to come to the United States because they were hiding the priests during the persecution. And in many ways, I feel like I'm a priest because of their commitment to their faith. But when I got there, I was so overcome by the love and the humility of God's people. Many on their knees, you've seen it, right? Just going up to the altar, giving what they can to Our Lady of Guadalupe. And their faith is so strong. And that's what today is all about, my friends. It's not about having a lot of money or having a big title, because we're all same in the eyes of God. And our Blessed Mother loves you so very much. She loves you so very much. That message she told Juan Diego, to not be afraid, that she is with us always. And whenever we need something in life, all we need to do is to turn to our Blessed Mother, and she is there for us, interceding for us, loving us, and telling us and reminding us to focus on what's important, which is loving one another, and in a special way, having a love for people who need our help the most. So after going to Mexico City, I now say I'm a much better Mexicano, okay? For those of you who don't know, my dad's family were Mexican-American. My mom is German. That's where I get my height from, all right? My abuela was about 4'10", all right? So it made me so proud. But more and more importantly, made me proud to be Catholic. You know, I always laugh. At every parish I'm at, there's always an argument over Mary. Well, should I have Our Lady of Lourdes in the sanctuary? Our Lady of Fatima? Our Lady of Guadalupe? She's the same person, my friends. So what are we doing arguing? Right? You think about it. But in a very special way, we, or the Americas, should have a devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. She is our apparition, something that we should be very proud of. I'm so proud to see this church packed. It's so wonderful to see many of you coming from work who are tired, but yet you're bringing your children, you're bringing your grandchildren, because you want to pass on that tradition that you grew up with. So let us be proud to be Catholic. Let us be proud that we're all Guadalupanos, and let us always remember that our Blessed Mother is always with us. E viva la Virgen de Guadalupe!
Viva!
Viva Cristo Rey!
Viva!
Viva San Juan Diego!
Viva!
E viva la Virgen de Guadalupe!
Viva!